Greetings in Jesus' name on this third day of February, the year of our Lord 2023. It's currently 17 degrees outside and dropping ferociously. We are expecting wind chills upwards to 50 below zero. Polar vortex is coming through, sweeping down out of the polar reaches, and Mount Washington is looking to see an all-time record broke with temperatures at negative 50 degrees and wind chills of minus 110. We are in the middle of an interesting few days as we launch for Christ and continue to go out and reach the lost at any cost. Ministries are continuing on today, and we're busy about the Father's business, headed down to Preach Chapel in just a few moments to the wonderful children, 85 students in our Christian Academy. And we're also, after that, going to work on seven lights that we're moving. They're up about 40 feet in the air. We're removing those and then shortening the extensions from 8 feet to 4 feet and rewiring everything. We did five yesterday, and so I'll be working on that today, also making sure the bus is ready. The kids are headed out to a ball game tonight up in Rockland, Maine, and making sure that the bus is ready and the fuel and everything is really where it needs to be for this cold, cold night of travel with temperatures of way, way below zero. You said, "Preacher, that's dangerous, isn't it?" No, we're trusting God. We've made all the provisions. He'll take care of us. We know that He's able to do this, and we're trusting Him to take care of everything. In your Bible today, I'd like for you to look with me in Matthew 21:22. Excuse me. "And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." And notice that the word prayer is mentioned in Matthew 21:22. He's talking about asking in prayer. And he says that and when you ask in prayer, not just asking in prayer, but all things. Whatsoever you shall ask in prayer. He's also in this passage, the word believing is used. And the word receive is used. Every word of God is pure. And so when we look at these words that are mentioned in this passage of Scripture, let's take the word prayer for just a few moments. It's mentioned in this passage of Scripture. And it challenges us. Many have stopped praying. Many have not found time to pray. Many have not got alone with God in prayer and sought His face and asked Him to supernaturally work out all the details of the different situations of life, and they've given up on prayer. So therefore, when you read a passage like this, they say, "Well, I don't know if this passage is even true." Well, of course it's true. It's the Word of God. "And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." So not only this word prayer is talked about and mentioned, and I also want to emphasize the word believing, talking about faith. And he had just talked about that earlier in the verse 21, "if ye have faith." And so he says, "Whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." And so how is your faith today? Is your faith in a position where you can ask God in prayer and you can believe for these things? And then he says, this promise, "ye shall receive." What a wonderful truth that this is from the Word of God. And certainly I would pray today for you that God would help you. And I would ask you to pray for me that God would help me to continue to pray all things. "Whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." What a mighty God we serve that can work the supernatural, and we can see Him move in powerful ways. And may the Lord help us to have increased faith to believe Him to move mountains in our lives and in our ministries. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on Monday.